come with me.
Welcome to Daytime Japan. I'm Daisha. I also go by Daewoo. You can check me out at www.daytime.com, daitime.com. Learn about me and my life in Japan. But today, before I get to the grammar study, which we do here, studying Japanese, I have a story to tell. One of my students went to America last year because he had to go work for his company for about a year. So he left around fall. He came back and he just started class with me again. And he was talking about his experience and saying how there's only one other young guy at his job who's maybe like 33 or 38. And I think that's also about his age. And he says, yeah, you know, and we were listening to music and everything because I think he likes rap and rock and pop, you know, just new, any kind of new music form. And he was saying, did you hear the song Boring? And he was like, it means awesome. He's like, Boring. And I'm sitting there like, what are you saying? And I said, no, I'm not really familiar with that song. He's like, Boring. And then he throws his hand up in this basketball free throw type motion, and I fall out laughing because he's talking about balling. Hilarious. Lost in translation. So I turn around and I write Jim Jones on the board, and he's telling a story. He's like, yeah, it's a song, Boring, and I think it's by Silk the Shocker. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, no, it is not by Silk the Shocker. And so he keeps talking and he says, yes, you know, Boring, it means awesome. And he says, you know, I hang around him and I go around my older coworkers and my older boss, and they don't know anything. They're all fathers, you know, and they're all fat. And I don't know, like when you get old, you're American. They're talking about like old American guys, everybody's fat. And I kept telling them, you know, this is boring. And my boss or my coworker would say, why are you bored? He says, you know, isn't that what boring means? I said, first off, don't you remember what I taught you about the L and the R sound? It is ballin'. So I had to write on the board, B-A-L-L-I and apostrophe minus the G, because it's not there. Balling, boring, and bowling are three different words, and they're pronounced three different ways. So we had to go through our pronunciation lesson again. And I told him, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean awesome. It could mean awesome, I guess, in a way. I said, really, it's related to a monetary status. If you're balling, you know, how much you have, how many things you're bought, what you're able to afford. But, you know, if you feel good about yourself and it just happens to be a good day about you, you feel awesome inside, I guess you could say that you're balling. You know, that's however you feel. And he was like, oh, you know, he's like my coworker. He's always saying, balling. I'm dying. I am absolutely cracking up inside. And he says, well, whose song is that? And I said, it's Jim Jones. I wrote on the board, I said, his name's Jim Jones. And no, it's not Silk the Shocker. He's like, you sure it's not Silk the Shocker? I said, no, I'm sure it's not Silk the Shocker. It's Jim Jones balling. For those of you who missed the song, I don't know how you did. I guess it came out last fall. It rained throughout the winter and into March. I want to say March-ish, April-ish. Very, very, very catchy song. So check that out if you don't know what I'm talking about. But that was hilarious. And pronouncing L and R in the Japanese language is so difficult. I mean, we stereotype Asians and we say, oh, you know, they can't pronounce the L, R right. Like it's a joke. And hero, rah, rah. No, it's not a stereotype. It's true. L and R is so difficult. And if you have never pronounced that, to try to start, it's really hard. I mean, it's as hard as trying to pronounce the rolled R in Spanish. I mean, it took me a couple times to practice that, but then I caught it. But of course, my tongue isn't as restricted as a language such as Japanese, where they only pronounce I, E, U, A, O, and there really is not a strong R or L sound. So that's something I like to focus on when I'm teaching English, because the LR thing is dead serious. We don't understand what you're saying if you don't pronounce it right. I thought that was funny. Lost the translation. And see how? Who you hanging out with at the job? I need him to tell you that you do not go around saying balling about everything. Too funny. And no, the old men who are fathers don't know, because most of the time old men fathers don't know anything about new music or whatever's going on in their child's life. So probably not, but I thought that was cute. Anyway, getting on with studying Japanese, We have been learning different verb endings, what to do to change up our verb endings. We already learned how to chop off the mas. We learned what to do with verbs ending in te. So today we're going to look at verbs ending in ta, root form ta. So some verbs change up. It's not very simple how they change. For instance, tabe mas becomes tabe ta. You take off the mas, add ta. Mi mas becomes mi ta. Take off the mas, you add ta. Those are easy. Other ones, like nomimas, becomes nonda, n. It'll change to n. Shinimas becomes shinda. Yobimas becomes yonda. Imas becomes itta. You have a small tsu there if you're spelling that. Machimas, mata. So you definitely need to study how these words conjugate, or how these verbs are going to conjugate in this tense. So beginning, we're going to learn to add ta, verb ta form, plus ri or plus ri suru. So what we're adding is tari or tari suru, which means doing things like. And when you want to use this forms, when you're trying to make long sentences, you want to be more descriptive in Japanese. You're trying to describe your day, things that you do. It's definitely making your grammar sound a lot more sophisticated. For instance, someone asks you, what do you like to do in Japan? You're in Japan. What types of things do you like doing? For instance, sakura o mitari, sushi o tabetari. Sakura, cherry blossoms, o mitari, from imasu, to see or to view. Sushi o tabetari shitai desu. So sushi o tabetari, eating sushi shitai desu, means like to do, like doing. So I like viewing cherry blossoms and eating sushi, things like that, is basically what you're saying. And things like that. Also, let's say you go on a vacation. What did you do on your vacation? Umi de sakana o tottari, oyoitari shimashita. Umi de, in the ocean, sakana o tottari. We caught fish or we went fishing. Oyoi dari, went swimming. So you definitely need to check how the verb is going to conjugate coming from oyogimasu. So you need to check that. There we have it. Also, for instance, nichiyobi, eiga o mitari, tennis o shitari shimashita. Nichiyobi, Sunday, eiga o mitari, I watched a movie, tennis o shitari shimashita, and played tennis. And you can add more and more and more if you want to. So do things like, and you want to add tari, tari suru. Next, we have ta form plus koto ga aru, or koto ga arimasu. Having the experience of verb ing. What I've realized is that this is also saying have done something in English. For example, sashimi o tabeta koto ga arimasu. Sashimi, so that's like the raw sushi, the raw type of sushi. O tabeta, eat, tabeta koto ga arimasu. To have the experience of eating sashimi. This sentence is saying, I've had the experience of eating sashimi. We wouldn't say had the experience of verb ing. We'll say I've eaten sashimi. That's what I've done. So having the experience of doing something. Also, America A, itta koto ga arimasu ka? Have you had the experience of going to America? Basically, have you been to America? Have you been is not a common verb usage in Japanese. So have you been to America? Have you had that experience? Shinkansen ni notta koto ga arimasen. Shinkansen ni notta koto ga arimasen. I have not ridden the Shinkansen. I have not had the experience of riding a Shinkansen. So both meanings are okay. So when you want to say have the experience of or have done something, ta koto ga aru. And last, yes, we only had about three for today. Ta mama. Ta mama. Mama, we also hear with sono mama de. Sono mama de means like this, as is. Sometimes you hear it in the store, you know, do you want something on your food, a sauce, and you say "sono mama de," meaning it's good like this, it's fine like this, I'll take it just like this. But here, adding "ta mama," we're saying with, while, or as. It's used to show an already existing situation. Nihon no ie wa kutsu o haita mama haite wa ikemasen. Nihon no ie, so Japanese houses, wa kutsu o haita mama, shoes, kutsu o haita, with your shoes, entering with shoes, or while wearing shoes, haite wa ikemasen, you should not do, or you should not enter. So in Japanese homes, you should not enter with your shoes on, while your shoes are on, kutsu o haita mama, with your shoes on. So if you want to say while, as, with, showing something already in existence, you want to say ta mama. So let's review those for today. Verb ta, we have tari, tari suru, do things like, and. Nichiyobi, eiga o mitari, tennis o shitari shimashita. Sunday, I watched a movie and played tennis. Sunday, I watched a movie and played tennis. Takoto ga aru. Have the experience of doing, verbing, have done. Nihon no sakura o mitta koto ga arimasu. I have seen Japanese cherry blossoms. Or I have had the experience of viewing Japanese cherry blossoms. And last, tamama, while, with, as, showing an already existing situation that hasn't changed. Yube wa tsukareta ita node yofuku o kitta mama nette shimaimashita. Last night, I was so tired, I went to sleep with my clothes on, or while wearing my clothes. So that's it for today. Thank you very much for coming with me. Please continue to study along with me, getting ready for this test. Big shout out to my man, Don, who sent me to a great Japanese proficiency level test website. I'm so sorry, because I meant to get that for y'all. I'll have to find it, and I will post it up. And you can go by level, whichever level of the test that you're studying. And I will be studying my kanji off of that site. I have so much kanji to study, it's ridiculous. And grammar and everything else that I need to study. So thank you, Don, for that site. And I also want to give a shout out to Bree, Mr. Smitty, who I interviewed a while ago, not on this show, but you'll be hearing that soon. He came up to Tokyo to visit. He was very far south and he was visiting Tokyo, and I got to take him to Shibuya. It was his first time in Shibuya. Hilarious. Like, I love, first off, I love that corner. I call it that corner, the largest corner in the world. I love it. And he loved it. He just said, you know, I'm so overwhelmed. Like, it's too much going on here. I'm so overwhelmed with what's happening. And I said, well, you need to come back at night and see it with all the lights and all the people trying to cross the street. It's just wild. So I hope you're enjoying yourself in Tokyo. Again, thank you, Don. I will be studying, and good luck to you also studying for, what are you going, level two? All level two people, y'all got that. Hopefully see y'all next year. But keep up with me, daytime.com. I will see you next time. Jane, sayonara, kiyotsukete.
Sister Suki Sounds.